gathers clouds, saw Hector now, standing apart, in the hero's shield and helm, and nodded, musing over him. Ah, poor man. No least presage of death is in your mind. How near it is, at last. You wear the gear of a great prince. Other men blanch before him. It is his comrade, gentle and strong, you killed, and stripped his head and shoulders of helm and shield without respect. Power for the time being I will concede to you as recompense, for never will Andromache receive Achilles's arms from you on your return. He bent his great head over his black brows and made the arms fit Hector. Then fierce Ares entered the man, his bone and sinew thrilled with power and will to fight. Among his men he shouldered forward with a mighty shout, flashing in the armor of Achilles, and stirred each man he came abreast of. Mesles, Glaucus, Medon, Thersilochus, Asteropaeus, Dicenor, Hippothous, Phorcys, Chromius, and the seer of birds, Enomus. In a swift speech he urged them, "Hear me, hosts of neighbors and allies, not from desire for numbers or display did I enlist you, bring you from your cities here to Troy. You were to save our wives and children from the Achaeans, our besiegers. And I deprive my people to that end with requisitioning for you, supplies to build your strength and strength of heart. Go forward, every man, therefore, to meet destruction or to come through. These are the terms of war. Patroclus has been killed indeed. Whoever pulls his body to our charioteers, if Ajax can be made to yield to him, that man wins half our spoils when I allow 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 spo